Chapter 4 of the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge, the spiritual knowledge of the soul, of God, and of their relationship, is explained in this fourth chapter. It is both purifying and liberating. Such knowledge is the fruit of selfless devotional action, karma yoga. The Lord explains the remote history of the Gita, the purpose and significance of his periodic descents to the material world, and the necessity of approaching a guru, a realized teacher.
Himam vivasvate yogam proktavanaham avyayam vivasvan manve prahamanu ikshu vakve abravi.
The personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god, Vivasvan, and Vivasvan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku.
Evam parampara praptam imam rajarishya vidu. Sakalenih mahata yogah nashtah parantapa.
This supreme science was thus received through the chain of the cyclic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost.
Saevayam mayate adya yogah proktah puratanah bhaktasi me sakha chaiti rahasyam hi etat uttamam.
That very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you, because you are my devotee, as well as my friend, and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science.
Apramam bhavatah janma param janma vivasvatah katham etat vijaniyam tvam adau proktvaniti.
Arjuna said, the sun god Vivasvan is senior by birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instruct this science to him?
Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tava charjuna tani ham ved sarvani natvam vedha parantapa.
The personality of Godhead said, many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy.
Ajahapi san avyayatma bhutanam ishvarapi sana prakritim swam adhishthaya sambhavami atma mayaya.
Although I am unborn, and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharat abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham.
Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself.
Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya chadushkrita dharma sansthapnarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge.
To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium.
Janma karma cha me divyam evam yah veti tatvatah tyaktva deham punah janma naeti mameti sarjuna.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Vitaragu bhai krodha manmaya amupashrita behavah gyan tapsah puta madbhavam agata.
Being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me, and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me.
Ye yatha mam prapadyante tan tatha bhajamyaham mam vartam anuvartante manushyah pat sarvashah.
As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha.
Kankshitah karmanam siddhim yajante ih devata kshipram manushe loke siddhi bhavati karmaja.
Men in this world desire success in fruitive activities, and therefore they worship the demigods. Quickly, of course, men get results from fruitive work in this world.
Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagshah तस्ये कर्तारं पीमां विद्धीय कर्तारं अव्ययम्।
According to the three modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the four divisions of human society are created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable.
नमाम कर्माणि लिंपन्ति नमे कर्म फले स्पृहा इति माम यभिजानाति कर्म भी न सबध्यते।
There is no work that affects me, nor do I aspire for the fruits of action. One who understands this truth about me also does not become entangled in the fruitive reactions of work.
Evam gyatva kritam karma purvepi mumukshubhi गुरु कर्मेव तस्मात् त्वं पूर्वे पूर्वतरं कृतम्।
All the liberated souls in ancient times acted with this understanding of my transcendental nature. Therefore, you should perform your duty following in their footsteps.
Kim karma kim akarmiti kavyah api atra mohitah tatte karma pravakshami yat gyatva mokshase shubha।
Even the intelligent are bewildered in determining what is action and what is inaction. Now, I shall explain to you what action is, knowing which you shall be liberated from all misfortune.
Karmana hi api bodhavyam bodhavyam cha vikarmana अकर्मणाः च बोधव्यम् गहना कर्मणा गति।
The intricacies of action are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is, and what inaction is.
Karmani akarm yah pashyet akarmani cha karm yah sabuddhiman manushyeshu sayuktah krit sankarm krit।
One who sees inaction in action and action in inaction is intelligent among men, and he is in the transcendental position, although engaged in all sorts of activities.
Yasya sarve samarambha kam sankalp varjita ज्ञानाग्निदग्ध कर्माणं तमाहु पंडितं
one is understood to be in full knowledge, whose every endeavor is devoid of desire for sense gratification. He is said by sages to be a worker for whom the reactions of work have been burned up by the fire of perfect knowledge.
Tyaktva karma phala sangam nitya triptah nirashraya karmani abhi pravrittah api na eva kinchit karoti sa.
Abandoning all attachment to the results of his activities, ever satisfied and independent, he performs no fruitive action, although engaged in all kinds of undertakings.
Nirashi yachittatma vyakta sarva parigraha shariram kevalam karma kurvanna apnoti kilbisham.
Such a man of understanding acts with mind and intelligence perfectly controlled, gives up all sense of proprietorship over his possessions, and acts only for the bare necessities of life. Thus working, he is not affected by sinful reactions.
Yadrachalabha santushtaha dvandatitaha vimasaraha samasiddho asiddho cha kritvapi na nibadhyate.
He who is satisfied with gain which comes of its own accord, who is free from duality and does not envy, who is steady in both success and failure, is never entangled, although performing actions.
Gatu sangasye muktasye jnanavasthit chetasah yajnaya charitah karma samagram praviliyate.
The work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence.
Brahma arpanam brahma havi brahma agna brahmana hutam brahmevutene gantavyam brahma karma samadhina.
A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to spiritual activities, in which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature.
Devam eva pare yajnam yoginah pariyupasate brahmagno apare yajnam yajnena evupajubhyati.
Some yogis perfectly worship the demigods by offering different sacrifices to them, and some of them offer sacrifices in the fire of the Supreme Brahman.
Shrotradini indriyani anye sanyamagni shujubhyati shabdadin vishyananye indriyagni shujubhyati
Some, the unadulterated brahmacharis, sacrifice the hearing process and the senses in the fire of mental control. And others, the regulated householders, sacrifice the objects of the senses in the fire of the senses.
Sarvani indriya karmani prana karmani cha pare Atmasayam yogagno jubhyati jnana dipite.
Others who are interested in achieving self-realization through control of the mind and senses offer the functions of all the senses and of the life breath as oblations into the fire of the controlled mind.
Dravya yagya tapo yagya yoga yagya tatha pare swadhyay jnana yagya cha yatayah sanshi
Having accepted strict vows, some become enlightened by sacrificing their possessions, and others by performing severe austerities, by practicing the yoga of eightfold mysticism, or by studying the Vedas to advance in transcendental knowledge.
Apane jubhyati pranam, prane apanam tatha pare. Pranapan gati rudhva, pranayam parayana. Apare niyat ahara.
Still others, who are inclined to the process of breath restraint to remain in trance, practice by offering the movement of the outgoing breath into the incoming, and the incoming breath into the outgoing, and thus at last remain in trance, stopping all breathing. Others, curtailing the eating process, offer the outgoing breath into itself as a sacrifice.
Sarve piyate yagya vidha yagya kshapit kalmasha yagya shishta amrit bhuja yanti brahma sanatanam
All these performers who know the meaning of sacrifice become cleansed of sinful reactions, and having tasted the nectar of the results of sacrifices, they advance toward the supreme eternal atmosphere.
Nayam lokahasti yagyasya kutaha anya kuru satam.
O best of the Kuru dynasty, without sacrifice, one can never live happily on this planet or in this life. What then of the next?
Evam bahuvidha yajnah vitata brahmana mukhe karma janam vidhitan sarvan evam jyatva vimokshyase.
All these different types of sacrifice are approved by the Vedas, and all of them are born of different types of work. Knowing them as such, you will become liberated.
Sheyan dravyam yat yagyat jnana yagya parantapa sarvam karm akhilam parth jnane parisamapyate.
O chastiser of the enemy, the sacrifice performed in knowledge is better than the mere sacrifice of material possessions. After all, O son of Pritha, all sacrifices of work culminate in transcendental knowledge.
Tat vidhi pranipaten pariprashnen sevaya updekshyanti te jnanam jnaninah tatvadarshinah.
Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
Yat gyatva na punah moham evam yasyasi pandava yen bhutani asheshen drakshasi atmani athomai.
Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or in other words, that they are mine.
Apichetasi papebhyah sarvebhyah papritam sarvam gyan pravin e vrijinam santarishyasi.
Even if you are considered to be the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over the ocean of miseries.
Yathai dhansi samiddhi agni bhasma sat kurute arjuna jnana agniha sarva karmani bhasma sat kurute tatha.
As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions to material activities.
नहि ज्ञानेन सदृश्यम् पवित्रम् इह विद्यते तत्स्वयं योग संसिद्धिः कालेनात्मनि विन्दति
In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. And one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time.
श्रद्धावान् भवते ज्ञानं तत्परः संयतेन्द्रियः ज्ञानं लब्ध्वा परां शान्तिं अचिरेण अधिगच्छति
A faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge, and having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace.
Yah cha shraddhanah cha sanshayatma vinashyati नायं लोकः अस्ति न पराः न सुखं संशयात्मनः
But ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next.
Yoga sanyast karmanam jnana sanchin sanshayam atmavantam na karmani nibadhananti dhananjaya
One who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his actions, and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated factually in the self. Thus, he is not bound by the reactions of work, O conqueror of riches.
Tasmat jnana sambhutam हृत्थं ज्ञानासीनात्मनः चित्वायनं संशयं योगम् आतिष्ठः उत्तिष्ठ भारत
Therefore, the doubts which have arisen in your heart, out of ignorance, should be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight. Thus ends chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita as it is.